T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course, you can always use the Radio Rewind app to follow any parts of the show that you might have missed. Jad gets the podcast ready every day as well. An invitation perhaps to go back to about 9:40, third segment of the show. Catch our interview with author Ben Strauss from the Washington Post about the Supreme Court ruling against the NCAA and what it means for the NCAA and college sports in general moving forward. It's there for you, and we certainly thank Ben Strauss for his time here today. All right, it's OTD. It's that time of the day. We get to it on this day in sports history, June 22nd. It happened on this day, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters, tools that work at Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. 1938. Joe Louis avenges his only loss with a first-round KO of Max Schmeling, a fighter out of Germany that had beat him 2 years earlier in a stunning 12-round KO at Yankee Stadium. This was cool because of the friendship that the two of them developed at a time of war coming, right at the beginning of the Second World War. Schmeling, who died in 2005 at the age of 99, was a paratrooper in World War II. Actually hid Jewish brothers from harm during Kristallnacht, which happened in, I think, November of 1938. That was the night of broken glass, where essentially the Nazis declared open warfare against the Jews in Germany, destroying homes, businesses, and synagogues. And Max Schmeling never was a member of the Nazi Party. And in fact, they had a long and fruitful friendship to the point where Schmeling actually paid for part of Lewis's funeral when he died back in 1981. So in 1938, one of the most famous fights in history happened at Yankee Stadium. Joe Louis, Max Schmeling, second fight. 1981, John McEnroe made the famous rant, "You cannot be serious," that he is connected to maybe more than anything else, Jacob, I don't know. And it was a match against fellow American Tom Gullickson at Wimbledon. Do we think anything else about John McEnroe when we think of him? Don't we think of you cannot be serious?
That one, just the tantrums in general. He's a kind of a right. hot-headed guy, right? That's
I would think so. Yeah.
It adds Absolutely. To his allure.
Yeah. Well, here's how it sounded.
Be serious! That ball was on the line! Chalk flew up! It was clearly it! How can you possibly call that out? How many you can miss? That he's walking over, everyone knows it's in this whole stadium, and you call it out? Explain that to me, will you?
Well, okay. But didn't John McEnroe make tennis more interesting? Not only Absolutely. He was pretty damn good, I think yep. he made it more interesting.
I do too.
I really do. Happened on this day. Happened on this day, 1981. 1940 or 1994, the United States beats Colombia. One of the favorites, by the way, then, in the World Cup. It was the United States' first win since 1950 on the World Cup stage, and it is remembered most by the own goal scored by Colombia defender Andres Escobar in a 2-1 loss for Colombia. Escobar was eventually killed, reportedly in retaliation for that own goal back in Medellin, Colombia. So if you don't think soccer isn't serious out there in the world, remember the name Andres Escobar. 2017, Markelle Fultz out of the University of Washington was the first player taken in the NBA draft by the Philadelphia 76ers. He's in Orlando now, Jacob, where he actually was averaging almost 15 points a game and 5 assists before blowing out his knee 8 or 9 games into this season. He seems to have been the precursor to Ben Simmons, the guy that couldn't shoot straight, has figured out a way to shoot straight and now is actually playing in the league and having some success. So there you go. Markelle Fultz, drafted. It's number
draft
one.
Draft lottery
in the NBA
night tonight, speaking of
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Sure is. Birthdays on this day, 1947. Happy birthday to Pistol Pete Maravich, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. 1962, Clyde the Glide, Clyde Drexler, born in New Orleans. And in 1971, Kurt Warner, born in Burlington, Iowa. Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. Oh boy, those are pretty good birthdays right there. Pistol Pete, Clyde the Glide, and Kurt Warner, who I don't think had a nickname, but Pete Maravich did. Pete Maravich still to this day probably fascinates as much or more as anybody that ever played in the NBA, doesn't he? Floppy socks, long hair.
The style of as of which he played. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think so. He's just one of those guys. So there you go. A little OTD for you, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents. Real quickly while we have the time, Brady Singer tonight. What do we need to start seeing from Brady Singer? That's one of your guys on this Royal staff.
Fewer base runners.
That's nice.
That would be my number one thing. Just a more clean approach and getting through things without walks.
Part of what's on tap the rest of the evening, we'll have the Royals for you against the Yankees and Gerrit Cole, Brady Singer. Matching up should be fun tonight right here on your station for the Royals. Get you ready for it as we close things down in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.